WMFO in Medford. Sky by here. This is a band called The Black Halos.
You can no longer ignore. So take action. They're trying to divide us.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. That was The Interrupters with Divide Us. Before that, a band called The Black Halos, Lost in the 90s. I'm here with Leanne and Joel. How you doing, guys?
How's it going, Sky
doing
By?
Good,
well.
Good. We're here to talk about Oktoberfest, first
yes.
and foremost. What's that entail, Leanne? You want to?
Yeah, come out. So it's going to be on the 22nd of October, a week from this coming Saturday. It's going to be at Verrill Farm out in Concord. Come on out to the country and have a good fall time. You know, we're going to have five bands, lots of local artisans, lots of beer, and
all different local beers. Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah. We're having a bunch of different local beers. We got a bunch of brewers coming, and
kids, and family. I have something about family fun.
It will be. It is a family friendly event.
Bring
we're gonna
the whole
have
gang.
A bouncy house. We're gonna have a hula hoop contest. So, yeah. So bring the whole family. Come on down. It's gonna be great. It's a fundraiser for the Rotary Club of Concord. And, it's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so it'll be a nice daytime activity. And Verrill Farms is absolutely beautiful. And
is it a rain or shine thing?
It is a rain or shine thing.
So hopefully it'll be shining.
Hopefully it'll be shining.
And Joel's band will be there, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Somerville Symphony Orchestra. We're, I think, going to be the last band of the night, or of the day, and it's going to be a mm-hmm. huge party by then.
All right. How long have you guys been together, should I say?
So this band, we've been playing since 2009. So math, that's 7 years.
Yeah.
So we've been around for a while. You know, it's always working hard, just trying to make more songs that are more danceable and try and, you know, up our partiness every time. So that's
kind of something in the works as far as a release maybe of.
So we have, for the past year, we've been working on an album. I think we're shooting for a spring release this
cool.
year. So we're working hard on getting that whole thing finished, making sure everything's polished and, like, perfect for all your ears. It's going to be a killer. We're recording it at Q Division Studios.
Ed's
the best.
Yeah.
Everything's just sound great, and it's just full of energy and, you know,
Q Divisions has quite a name around here.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, no, they do. They put a lot of out. It's all pretty good.
Oh yeah,
in
no.
good hands.
I love the way it sounds.
Yeah,
the way the room sounds. There's just a good vibe to it. You know, a lot of history of that room. So we get to come in and just fill it up with a lot of energy and put a lot of really cool musical to it. That, you know, I mean, some of the songs we wrote and basically recorded before we played it live, and so it was kind of fun to try and on that aspect as well.
Great. All right. Well, we're gonna play some stuff from you guys and some Fire King's playing. Right?
Yeah, man. Fire King will be there.
Great band. We're gonna play some Fire King. We're gonna come back and we'll chat some more about the event and whatnot. Thanks. That was Fire King with Muffin. Before that, Somerville Symphony Orchestra, Drinking for Three. And Joel has a little story about that, or an intro about that song anyway. But
yeah, well, you know, there's... The fun part with instrumental music is you gotta think of... you can kind of put any story to whatever you want with the song. But I had a friend I really wanted to write a song for him. And his wife was pregnant at the time. So we were having a party, and sort of this title kind of came out of that party. I'll let you all figure out how that went.
Yeah. Very good. We're gonna play another one. But Leanne, you wanna talk a bit about just what you guys do at Rotary in general?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I guess a lot of people think that Rotary is, you know, just a bunch of old guys in brown socks who drink scotch and yeah, that they do a little bit of drinking for three themselves. Right. But it's actually it's becoming far more diverse than it used to be. It's one of the world's biggest, it is the world's biggest service organization. They've got 1.2 million members. Their primary mission is to eradicate polio, which is kind of crazy when you think about eradicating a whole disease that has paralyzed so many people. And, but anyway, some of the projects that we're going to do, that we're going to, support with this Oktoberfest is, our president, Steve Kirk, he is launching a program to get into the prisons and to train prisoners for job readiness when they get out.
Yeah.
And so that's one local thing that we'll be doing. We're also launching in Concord. We've unearthed the Concord Bell. We do a lot of historical things. The Concord Bell is from the ship that... fired the last shot fired in World War II.
Wow.
And so we're building a monument for that in Concord Center. So that's kind of cool. And then we've got a couple of international projects too, where we have this woman, Florence Goulet, who's a Rotarian in Concord, and she has a foundation called the Stella Rosie Foundation. And she goes to Africa and she basically adopts these girls and gets them educated and takes care of them. And she's just like the warmest person you could ever meet. She's just absolutely beautiful. And
ton of good causes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a ton of good causes. We do a ton of good. We're out feeding the homeless. We're doing all kinds of good stuff. It's changed my life personally. So
yeah. And these monies help. To move those things along, I guess, whatever you can
they
raise.
They do, absolutely. Do, yeah. Yep, they help to fund the grants that make all these things possible. So
great cause.
Yep.
Go out and attend October 22nd.
October 22nd at Verrill Farm, which is, the address is 11 Wheeler Road. And we've got a website up where you can go and buy tickets at www.ConcordRotaryOktoberfest. And that's spelled kind of like Orchestra,
right,
with an okay Toberfest. And so yeah, come on down, order your tickets. You get discounted pricing if you order early and order online. So
all right, Joel, we're gonna play one more that you gave me here. You want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so this next song is called Sultan McDoom. This is a song I wrote for another friend because his name is Sultan McDoom.
You're good to your friend.
Yes, he needed a theme song because his name is just so spectacular. It's not his nickname, anything else. It's funny, it's only in the last few years that anyone's ever given attention to his amazing name, but he gave me the okay and I was like quite inspired by it. So I figured this would be, you know, when I was working like a real person job, when I had 9 to 5, I figured it'd be really fun if you just every day came into the office to like this song playing, and it would, I don't know, that sort of just kind of made my day. That sort of made the day go by a little easier, just imagining him walking in with this tune. So yeah. This one goes out to Sultan.
All right. And I want to thank you guys for coming in. Sounds like a great cause.
Thank you for having us, Skybar.
And Leanne's going to be in, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday on the town.
Yeah.
Right? She's going to be back at MFO.
Yep.
Paula, I imagine, will be with you on that one.
Yes, I will be with my girl, Paula.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks again. And we're going to play one more here by Somerville Symphony Orchestra. Say that correctly? Kind of.
Yeah, orchestra.
Kind of. All right. Here we go. Thanks. We'll be right back.
know that'll make it, cause I know you're waiting there. You're waiting there. So I roll out the window, turn the radio on. Elvis and me singing at the top of our lungs. Top of our lungs. I got a rotary on from the rear view to our right side. I got a picture of you taped over the hazard light. With a half cup of coffee passing
All right, I'm back. WMFO in Medford. Skybar here. Heard a bunch of songs there we just played. We played Duck and Cover last, song called Wasted, Jeremy and the Harlequins, Into the Night, Somerville Symphony Orchestra, Sultan McDoom. Joel has left the building, but Leanne is still here.
Good night, and, Joel.
Yeah, he is.
But I'm still in the house.
Yep. I'm going to try and do a little something here. Only 25 minutes, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to get on the guest list for the Oktoberfest, then give us a call. Skybar, yeah. What's that phone number?
Jeez, I got to look up at it now. Let's see. 855-915-9636. Studio line. That's what it says.
All right, great. So we'll give away a pair of tickets. I'll put you on the guest list. Get you in for
that
free.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We only have the clock's ticking, but hey, it's a good cause. It's a freebie. Why not?
Yeah. You could also send me a private message on Facebook for any of my Facebook friends that are out there, and that could work too.
Ooh.
So see who's listening.
There's more than one way to get through, right? So if the phones are problematic, send a message along. See how it goes. All right, I'm going to play a bunch of tunes, and we'll see if the phone rings right now. Actually, I'm reading Springsteen's book. It's awesome. And this is a song from his first album, and it's about not fitting in and trying to find your way, and it's called Growing Up. And we'll see if anyone rings in. All right, see ya.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was hoping to faint and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up. Flew from my mast. My sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could slam. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues. With my gear set stubborn on standing, I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Took month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic kitten full costume dress. But my feet, they finally took root in the air. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe.
Right, that was The Wrong Shapes, a Leanne request.
Yeah.
And
Rachel and Bo Berenger from around the corner here from MFO.
I didn't know that till you told me, but we got to button things up here pretty soon. But you want to say a few words about the bands playing?
I do. So we have, as you guys heard earlier, Somerville Symphony Orchestra, who I thought was totally appropriate for an Oktoberfest. And we also have the Mad Barbarian Brass Band, who will be working the crowd in between other rock and roll band sets. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really cool, and they're going to totally bring the whole Oktoberfest vibe. And as you all know, the Mighty Fire King.
Yes.
And
multi-talented Tony Anthony. I don't know, he's in many
TK.
Bands. Jumps in with like anyone you can think of locally. You'll see him pop up with.
Yeah, he's like
he's got like four nights a week playing.
He is. He's on a stage near you probably now, and will be again tomorrow and the day after that. And so anyway, and then we have a couple of younger bands coming on to open up the show. The Angry Tides. They're kids from my hometown in Billerica, and they're great. And and we also have I Am Not a Gun, featuring Larry Keegan, also from Billerica, who is also a master craftsman in the art of guitar making. So he'll be there, and he could probably talk to you about what he can do.
Yeah.
So come on down and meet him.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great lineup and a great time. Once again, October 22nd, Verrill Farm. Fantastic. Thanks again for coming in, Leanne.
Thank you for having me, Skybar.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It's my pleasure. 8:51. I'm going to play a few more tunes and get out. Right now, this is Against Me. Here we go.
heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
All right, it's 8:56. I got to get out. I'm going to play one more. Thanks for listening. This is new stuff by Dinosaur Jr. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Are you with me? Are you with me? Come.